in the sub-district game at your place. Wow, 48-47. Was it a tight one throughout the game?
Yeah, it was. We actually led by seven, I think 47-40 with, I don't know, 3 minutes to go. And then we turned it over a couple times, missed a couple front ends of one-and-ones. And then they scored the final 8 points. Had to put back with about 10, 12 seconds left, and that was the difference in the game. Yeah, it was pretty close for the whole way.
And this was, of course, your team. You know, both teams know each other, been in the same conference, everything, know each other so well, don't they?
Yeah, you know, and we played them, you know, a couple weeks ago, and we played real well that night, shot the ball real well. They didn't shoot it nearly as well. And then last night, or the Thursday night, whatever night we played, Tuesday, I think they made six of their first seven or eight threes. So they shot the ball real well.
How about this year? 15-6, right around that area for a record. Going into this district final, Coach, did the season end up gone better than expected or not?
Well, you know, you'd always like to win a couple more the year that you lost, obviously. But we won a couple of tight ball games, too. So yeah, we finished second in our conference tournament. We hosted it this year, lost to Crete by, I don't know, 4 or 5. But yeah, it's a really good group of kids. They work real hard, and they really share the basketball. So it's a fun group to coach because they play so well together.
Coach, can you throw some names out? I know you've got some great scores, some upperclassmen, I'm sure, some others. Good balance scoring York team this year?
Yeah, we really are. Ryan Sievers leads the way, but, you know, we've had three kids score 20 points this year. You know, Barrett Olson hit 20 three times, and Garrett Ivey has as well. Garrett plays point guard for us. Austin Finney is our career record holder for block shots in a season, and he's pretty close to breaking his own record this year. Ryan Houston's a sophomore. We put him in the starting lineup about mid-season, and that's really helped us a lot because he moves the ball so well. And Leighton Snodgrass off the bench brings us some size, and Marshall McCarthy comes in. He's a pretty good defender for us, a real smart kid. So that's our main seven right there.
So like McCook, you lean on those seniors, don't you?
Yeah. Really senior-dominated. You know, and it is a good group of seniors. So that they've been playing together for quite a long time, and they really play hard for each other.
The conference this year, you mentioned you runner up, just year in and year out. So many good teams kind of come out of that Central Conference tournament, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Crete this year, I think they played real well all season. Aurora's been kind of up and down a little bit, but you know, they also been pretty solid. Seward's come on here late. You know, they got a couple of really good shooters and got some length. So, yeah, the conference itself is pretty solid.
Now, what would have happened if you would have got that win over Seward? Would have, I not for sure, would have stayed the same? McCook York would have been changed up a little bit.
Yeah, I think we would have been the 6, and we would have had Waverly. McCook would have been the 10 going to...
I think I did hear Bennington on that.
Bennington, yeah.
So things, yeah, it would have been shaken up a little bit if you would have got that win the other night.
Yeah, it changed. It actually changed quite a bit because Norris dropped because we had played them once, and we dropped from a Division I to a 2. Elkhorn was the same way, so Elkhorn and Scotts Bluff flipped spots, and so there was a whole lot of movement with that one game.
I know, looking for your first state tournament trip, it's been a couple of years, 2019, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, you know, this group of seniors hasn't played down there yet. So, you know, we want to try to make sure, obviously, we get down there so those kids can experience that. So, yeah, they've been working pretty hard and been pretty focused on that.
Coach, obviously, you've watched them game film of the Bison. What's got to be done to pick up a big win on Tuesday and get on to a state tournament?
Yeah, we got to stay in the gaps for them because they brought the ball so hard, and they got so many good shooters. You know, so for us, we've got to make sure we stay in the gaps and limit their drives. We got to make sure we contest the threes, and then not give up, you know, a lot of offensive rebounds because we don't want putbacks, you know, those types of things. So, you know, we're going to have to be solid defensively and offensively. We got to make sure the ball moves side to side. We're at our best when the ball moves and bodies move. Because the kids cut so well without the basketball. So that's kind of where what we think we have to do to attack it.
Do you play a lot of kids? Is they got a deep bench that you will see coming up on Tuesday as well?
We'll play 7 primarily. We'll have Riley Clark and Carter Stenger, or two that get some spot minutes for us. Riley's a pretty good shooter, pretty athletic. Carter's a good defender. So that's, you know, we'll stick with the seven mainly just because it's such a senior-dominated group that it's hard to get them off the floor.
Well, no question. They want to get to a senior, especially not having been to a state tournament. Boy, they want to get to one. Actually, they would have been freshmen, I think, the last time you went. Is that right?
Gosh, I don't think so.
2019, would that, I guess, maybe eighth grade. Maybe eighth graders back when you last went.
I think eighth grade.
And, of course, you had a good run back in the late 2000s. I mean, 2016, 18, 19, had some awfully good teams, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, the pretty good kids and pretty deep most of those teams were. You know, and they played so hard. That was kind of the key thing with those groups is they just played so hard and played so well together.
Future look bright. You got a lot of great players coming up, younger grades, and maybe some freshmen, sophomores in this bunch right here.
Yeah, our eighth grade group's got a couple of pretty solid kids in it. Freshmen, we got a couple of freshmen that have stayed in practice with us. You know, we got to grow a little taller because we're still awful short. But yeah, there's